Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
All right there. Of course, we trust the Lord is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Thank you to Sibongile. She was here, by the way. Hey, I thought it was Bahle. And then I see Sibongile on the door there. Usually, if you want to check who was before you, because other people get out earlier, and you go to the WhatsApps, then you can see, oh, okay, now go, Sibongile, I made 7th. Yes, okay, but she's Sibongile. Thank you, Bobo. And of course, we trust the Lord is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And I'm hanging out with Sipho Paulus Khatebe. Muruti, dumela tle.
Eh, dumela muruti wako kuka intati waka.
Kerai, tuwe ambruaka.
Yasimbongu Jesu, asimbongu smagate umtala wezintu. Sibingerelu chabalu Dominic, nyabalele makai kameni nkosa tu Jesu. Amen.
Auzege. Chabu, sabo ona puti.
My friend, are you?
I am well, and how are you doing, sir?
Also, I'm also well. Grace of God, you know, and blessings of the Lord. So he's so good. Let me also thank my brother before and the wonderful listener in the name of Jesus Christ.
Right. Listen, we can't hear you properly. Ngathi ufake a headset or something. Really, it distorts a bit. So. Siyacela nje awuseke kuthi ke sibiyele ku technicality e right yabona le yama headset yabona sengiyakuzwa ke manje uyabona ukuthi nanoma ngingakuboni mara I can tell ukuthi hayi la sishaywa ama headset la
yeah it was a loudspeaker
so oh yeah loudspeaker okay yeah. hey my daughter right and of course hey bakithi kwaze kwamnandike indaba ya last week bekumnanda but bayafona laphela bathi kanti manje kwenze njani kanti wayongaphendula amafoni ngithi hayi nibuza uSipho uSipho uyumnikazi wayo lencifi incifi yabona mina ngenza izinto zilunge kodwa uSipho uye
yazi umagayi ngokuthi ba jabulani kodwa ngithi amazi yazi umagayi yeah but the show was great hey I was listening
yeah ne yeah, right of course today we are taking it part two of spiritual diseases if you don't mind is that okay with you Sipho?
Yes, sir, and from this Kuleka spiritual diseases.
How's it? Jabu, now are you okay with that?
Indeed. You know.
Amen. Last week, people didn't have a chance to talk to us directly there because, hey, that's my social yabo Zoom na boban. Yeah, boy. Omunyule. Bese kubanga lendlela kubanga khona. Bese kuyaphazamiseka nje kakhulukazi. But we are looking into the notion of spiritual diseases, what these are all about. These are pollutions or filthiness, defilements, formations of impurities that may come under on our lives and in our lives, you know. A pollution of a sort that can come over us. And we have been talking quite a lot about it last week. But I want us to get deeper into this so that we can understand what are the current spiritual diseases that we see. I can say much of the times what we see is many people who basically worship pastors, bishops, doctor pastors, whatever it is they call themselves, apostles or what they call themselves. And they'd gone on to even put that title amongst them. Hey, and much of the times also they have gone on to actually become a disease by themselves in that they manipulate, they create cults, they have gone on to actually even make names after themselves, you know, and ministries named after them. Others have written books that glorify them at the expense of other people. These are defilements, because whosoever reads these things, partakes in them, somewhat, somehow, also becomes defiled. Somewhat, somehow, this person also becomes defiled. Defilements, we also see them in the land. Some of the things that are heathenic, that are done on the land, in the country, in the nation. Some of those things that are being done, brought across, and you see these being perpetuated even by those who are referred to as men of God. We see these things coming across. It is quite sad also. These kinds of impurities are impurities of sin. The word speaks with regards to that. Check it out. We looked into Isaiah 24 verses 5. Let's go even into it broadly now and see all the other implications. It says, the earth is also defiled under its inhabitants because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant. And people break the everlasting covenant, and people who change the ordinances of the Father, people who transgress the laws of the Father. This is an indication of a defilement, an impurity of a sort. And much of the times, who will transgress the laws unless it is those who know the laws? Who will actually go on to change the ordinances if it is not the one who has studied the ordinances? And who is it that can break the everlasting covenant if it is not him who knows about the everlasting covenant? So these kinds of pollutions, and I will start with you, Sipo, they have come with people who know the word. These ones have come with people who know the word, people who have studied the word, people who understand the word. These are people who basically had gone on to have a relationship with the word. The very fact that they changed the ordinances, it means they know the right one. They studied it, they know why it doesn't work for them, so they made it to work for them by altering it. The everlasting covenant, they know the covenant. That is why they went on to break it. You can't break something you don't know, you are not aware of, because it is non-existent if you are not aware of it. If it is not in your knowledge, then it is not in your reality. It is not in your comprehension. But when it is in your knowledge, you are able to break it. You are able to transgress it. You are able to also change. And this is a big problem of defilement that we see these days, even amongst the so-called believers. Sipo.
Wamfundisi, what a topic today, and we thank God for this opportunity to serve sifunda nomfutujabulana nabalaleli. It is true and so sad indeed in our days, ukuthi mfundisi, we have seen the body of Christ spiritually being under bondage, spiritually being deteriorated, spiritually we find diseases within the capacity of a church. And it's so sad, ukuthi we cannot find out the disease unless we have done mfundisi ukuthi send the testimonial or send them from DC and doctor abathi umuntu makashonile bayibukuthi ubulawe yini, because we've seen many churches afa abulawa izinto that we'll be talking about them today. One of them you've already mentioned up, ukuthi mfundisi, we worship people rather than God. In other words, we know exactly who to worship, but we change it along the way. We change along the course, ukuthi we've seen ukuthi uNkulunkulu is far away. Let's serve umuntu esibonayo noma umuntu esimbonayo, like Israel, before they've seen other nations having all their kings, and they choose now to be same ngokwengqondo nangokwenza, and find good, no, let us have our own king like other nations. And that was a spiritual disease, because in the true sense of the word, that go to Israel, he is the church of God, and no one could be put there in the position of God. So when we see Israel, he wants to choose somebody to be a king among them, and in leading Israel. It was a spiritual Jesus Kumambhele. And that is why in our days, we've seen people building their own empires, manipulating seeing them, they are far much greater than this comparing Abanyama. That was a disease by itself. And we've seen Abantu Baba Peter within the church. And it's a spiritual disease where we see people living in pride within the church, and that's a disease. And when we see people by behavior, it shows good somehow spiritually. Yeah, they are sick, because we cannot worship unkulunkulu wethu mfundisi unless sekunento esifuna ukuyiworship, of which that thing it becomes God to us. And that is a spiritual disease. And last mfundisi, in short, ukuthi when we see people quenching the spirit of God that gives us life as a church, as an individual, automatically we are being led to have a spiritual disease, because umomoya ngcwele sesimcima phakathi ebandleni. We've seen all these things that comes in because the Spirit of God is no longer in control of the church. He's no longer the one who operates within the church, but is only now a flesh and carnality. When we see people operating in that manner, definitely disease will flood in and make the body of Christ being sick spiritually.
Hey, my daughter. And how do we notice a spiritual disease? I think we also will come to that. How do we notice a spiritual disease? One of the things that I know about spiritual diseases is that they cast you away from the presence of the Lord.
Yeah.
One thing I know about that, and it is in Leviticus chapter 18, verse 24. Do not defile yourself with any of these things, for by all these things nations are defiled, which I am casting out before you. These defilements, it is anything that casts us out from the presence of the Lord. Jabu?
Yeah. Yes, indeed. You know, what a great topic about spiritual diseases. So when we trust God also that by his word, he's going to purify us so that we can be free from all these diseases. So you've touched also a very important thing, you know, that everything that casts us away from the presence of God, no, or from God himself, it is a spiritual disease. And one of those things is sin. You know, so sin will always be, you know, like that which really creates a separation between us and God. It's not that God leaves us or he moves away from us. No, that's how it is. Like, sin creates a wall, creates a barrier that, you know, we cannot reach God because of the sin that maybe we have committed.
Yeah.
So that is also spiritual disease, you know. So whenever we are really committing sin without taking heed the instructions of God that are reminding us to really do away with sin, then, you know, we'll find out that we are really being affected. We might not see it because it's spiritual. You know, even people might not see it because it's spiritual.
Yeah.
But it's happening, like, you know, slowly but surely, you find out that we are decomposing, you know. We are really dying slowly because of the sin that we have chosen not to to confess before God. God of course says, you know, we are to confess our sins to God. He is faithful and he can be depended upon to forgive us and cleanse us from all our unrighteousness if we confess. So that is why an unconfessed sin will, you know, it contributes to spiritual diseases. You find yourself now, you are slacking in the things of God. You become, you know, like, you become angered easily. It's because of what you son. And the sin now is causing you to really be with, to be impatient, you know, to be impatient. I don't know if you've ever, like, been amongst people that are impatient. It's a sign of a spiritual disease because of the sin that is boiling in the heart. So we need to really confess our sins before God so that we cannot open room for spiritual diseases in our life.
Absolutely, I believe. And then, of course, I trust and believe that the Lord is doing you well. and blessing you so much in a mighty way. You can call us anytime. You can talk to us anytime and tell us how you feel about this. We are touching the very issue, part two of spiritual diseases. The effect also of spiritual diseases is also something we are looking into. And I trust that as we do so, the Lord will do you good and bless you so much in a mighty way. Now, Isaiah 59 verses 3 says, "For your hands are defiled with blood and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue has muttered perversity." Here's another spiritual disease. Half-truths. Propaganda. The unfounded revelations. Muttering of lies. All these are fingers of iniquity, hands that are quick to do that which is wrong. And of course, hands that are full of blood, defiled because of the committing of murders. A defilement that comes upon the land also is that. Abantu bayabulawa, abantu bayabulalana. Ngizwile ngitsipho. Abantu bayabulawa, futhi abantu bayabulalana. The land becomes defiled because of that. And also, we see amanga. Yabona la kunabantu ababulawayo. Futhi kunamanga. Zihambisana lezi zinto. Futhi kunamanga. And you would also see that futhi kunale nkulumo engcolile, perversity. Unezinkulumo ezingcolile. I don't know if you have seen ukungcola kweikandali okuvela in high leaderships these days. Like nobody's business. It just tells you about the kind of defilement we are under. Sipo?
And it's true, Mfundisi, and indeed, that's what we see even in the physical world that we're in. When we see corruption at the highest cost, where justice has not been taken place on the leadership people, and we are convinced from the security, nobody's business with what is doing what and when and how. So it shows Guti kune recklessness pays lapaya. And it said that even in our spiritual church today, we've seen this work corruption with. We always want to twist the word of God so it can suit their own appetite. We've seen people twisting the word so that they can benefit in when it's tangible. Where we see people trying to change God's law so that other people whom they think they should be fit in their system, they can be fit in. So it can fit in, so that they can benefit on Abafundis. Those people are in the higher position. Abantu abampofu benqunywa nabantwana babo emabandleni, but abantu abanegama status banganqunywa nabantwana babo esontweni. When we see people they take politics and try to bring it in the church so that politics can benefit, can supply sponsorship at the church. Then it shows that's how sick is the church. When we see from this issue, the world getting into the system, yes, when we see Ibanga type operator on the same level, when they try to change God's word in order to suit Abantabogi higher position. But once we cover a sin, it's a mistake. That's the first indication of what the disease. You cannot call Ison, obesity, Puta. Special diseases is where we see equal shock amoya. Equal shock physically last but on mundu mineral number carbohydrate. We've seen people go Revelation chapter 2 verse 4 is Vankunungun Elite, but as this thing against you that you have left the first love that you had at the first place. In other words, Luguti Banda, the operator without love, it's a disease. Remember,
thina utshena ujesu umhlaba uzosibona ngothando ukuthi singabantwana bakankulunkulu but ibandla liyakwazi ukuoperata within its capacity with love.
Yeah.
Sibona abantu bapretendelana mfundisa umuntu akushanga ismile but lesabelunga bakathi amazinyo ma uceda ngidlula
asho
ukuthi ja nilihlele esontweni nibe ngama-groups kukhona i-level ethile khona i-group engazwani. Those people who operate, there is no love. In other words, it's a spiritual shock. In other words, we are lacking the genuine love of God among us. And that love, if it's not there, remember, there is no God. Remember, God is love. In other words, Gulen Dishilo from the beginning, I supported it. Uma besusa in the presence of God, where we see people operating ngama gifts, they're like that. They kapana. They are better than the others. Definitely, that's a spiritual washok, which is a spiritual disease. We need to be healed by God's genuine love.
Hey! Yes, ma ukhuluma ngequestion course ukhuluma ngemalnutrition ukuthi hey abantu badliswa badliswa izinto yeah I know wonje bathi yini le phalisha lingavutha inhlama
yeah ayifunde
kumukeliwe kodwa kuvuthwa hey inhlama
kodwa kuthi yabona kona bokuzanya but lala khona into umlilo kubalekela umlilo la
bathe ngiyalungisa bathe ngiyalungisa kuyahlulekwa.
When I got in,
the reason and the other thing is secret. Now, let's go. Kunge mama lo othanda ukumkhulekela njalo. Ukuthi eze ezovakasha endlini azovakashela umntana wakhe uSophie.
Afukanayizile. Bungathi akubonwa. Ngiyabona izulu mfundisi.
Defilement. Disguised as if ngathi sisiza inceke encane. Umprofeti omncane oyodliwa ibhubesi oyoshona hey madoda
umshayela uvimi mfundisi uthi hayi sisi basithithi uveluthi bakathi uveluthi sikhona siyaye ezulu ibalaleni.
Kufanele, kufanele, kufanele. We trust the Lord is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Send us your WhatsApps and tell us. Jeremias Simon Makamu. Mfundisi wami. Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Uthi aye tatana Remy njani? Hina impukile ngofu swinene. Hayi nathi kunjalo bhuti wami. Impukile ngofu swinene. Nathi impela. Nangeqiniso. Send us your WhatsApps. Tell us some of the signs of spiritual diseases that you see amongst, you know, us as believers that you see. Igossip method. Yazi le, yazi nginokuba hawukela ke abubhuti laba bangashadanga. Ngoba bazokumema ke labo mama for lunch uzazube nomkhaba before ushada yazi baza kumema aw follow your example yabo Sipho ne yazi phela they would be calling you ukuthi uzodli lunch angazi sise khona nalo uzodli lunch yazi yasizi lockdown abantu kunini badla ama lunch uzodli lunch
yeah
mawufika laphayana. Hey, uSophie nanga akasagcokanga futhi le logo leli uyazi ukuthi makadlula lapha na ngase festerini la kungena khona imisebe yelanga.
Hey, inkosi yami. Wonke kuvela ukuthi maya. Ya, yabazalwa. Indaba yokorganizela lokuthi kumele bayaphithiza lapha kwakho.
Spiritual disease ke leso. Because the word says a prudent wife comes from the Lord.
Hey, amen. When this, ofumene umfazi uthola isisa.
Yeah.
In other words, they stand on behalf of God as the one who operates, who is matching who.
Yes.
Kanjani na kanjani.
And the Lord, yes. And the Lord has added a blessing on that. Angazi ukuthi manje wena lo bakorganizele yena ngelunch. Ama ribs owadlayo laphana angakanani yabona ukuthi le ihlangothi lonke lembuzi baliphe wena.
Kadakazi ukuthi indoda le ukugula lokufisa.
Umuzi mkhonyana othando baye wafika lapha yana ebukhweni bakhe athi bamphakela inyama wazothi something wrong. Okay. Right. You can send us your WhatsApp. It's 0826572729 or send a voice note with regards to this. Spiritual diseases that you are aware of or that you want us to be aware of or some of the spiritual diseases that we are not aware of. I know a spiritual disease la khona but translate la intshumayelo yase America bayishaye ngesisuthu Southern suit.
Neyibona accent ukuthi utshintshile uzama ukuzenza loyababa kanti yabona
loyababa loyana uyambona lo wase America lo othi get ready umangela umuntu aloki itukisethe kanti no.
Hey, funny ukugula konke
lo ukugula konke lokho
under the spirit of God but it's a copycat service
usashumayela intshumayelo ethandwa umfundisi wakho uyagula. Usumayela intshumayelo ethandwa i-comedy lakho uyagula.
Yeah.
Usumayela intshumayelo ekufakela imali uyagula.
Yebo, Nkosi yami, twisting the word of God so that you can.
Wonke umuntu okulalelayo uku risk yokuba infected.
Amen. We replace God, mfundisi. We reduce him. Simletha kuma spirit whereby sisithi kubaba can I prophesy, can I go deeper, uhlala ngithi Pretoria ukujiwa the street idea ukugula konke lokho
athi uhlale Pretoria
ngiyangiprofesay ukuthi no uhlala ngisebenza apha amashidi ombhedami anjani yini ukugula
kodwa lokho ukuthi ugqoke i-underwear enjani inini ukugula konke lokho.
Ukukhulula kambuli imfihlakalo ezinjalo kubani?
Akusiyi imfihlakalo lokuba imfihlakalo ukungahlonipha umuntu.
Hey mfundisi. Ukugula konke
lokho. Ukugula okukhulu. Umuntu azajabula athi ngempela ngigqokile nami leyo pitikoti elihlaza ngigqokile.
Aba go deeper. Uyabona ukuthi lo muntu ugula ukuthethwe ikhanda likamoya ngoba his head is no longer working.
So uyadlula manje ku pitikoti manje mase kathi go deeper.
Yeah.
Give us a shout, talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say.
Did you listen to Radio Pulpit today? Did you hear a feature or program that interested you? You can order the CD or your favorite program or feature. Place your order with client services at 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
We're taking your calls live. The number to dial 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322. Masiku zokuthi uthini ke ngalokhu. What are some of the things that are defiling us, which we are not aware of? Some of the things, perhaps maybe are even on this show. Yeah, one. But we are not aware of. You know, iron sharpens iron, man. We siyasizana. And kuyenzeka ekhathini sometimes you find with akuhambi kahle ke la. We need to hear from you. You can give us a shout 012-334-1322 or 012-333-8699. And you can send us a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. Then you can also drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp line. Sizwe ukuthi uthini ke ngalolu daba. These things are happening big time. And I'm looking also at Ezekiel because I also want to speak of the effects. It says Ezekiel 22:4, 22 verses 4. You have become guilty by the blood which you have shed, and have defiled yourself with the idols which you have made. You have caused your days to draw near. Defilement kills us. It says you have caused your days to draw near, which means you, if your days are drawing near, it means you're and then yes, and you have come to the end of your years. Therefore, I've made you a reproach to the nations and a mockery to all the countries. Remember that Prince of Tyre, Satan, you know, and that's how he fell. And when we defile ourselves, when we allow these kinds of diseases to persist in us, sifana nayo Satan, and we die. You know, there's one thing that the devil cannot claim: immortality. It's written that he will die. And his years have drawn near. Nati, when we continue like this, our years are drawing near. We are cutting away our own days of living. Jabu?
Yes, indeed. You know, may God help us. You know, you touched a very powerful scripture there in Ezekiel 22. Verse 4. So I was noting as we were reading, so it says, you are defiled because of the idols you have made. So this is spiritual disease. You know, when we replace God, God is no longer the one that we worship, but now we worship idols. You know, today idolatry, it's a form of life. Actually, yeah, it's a form of life today. People are becoming rich, becoming multi-millionaires, making, you know, amassing a lot of wealth. But if you check how they are achieving that, it's through idolatry. You know, many people have come out and even, you know, who were trapped into those things and they've confessed, you know, the secret things that are performed for them to achieve those statuses of being wealthy. So, you know, there is idolatry that they are supposed to really perform there. So there is spiritual diseases. Once God is replaced in your life, you know, you find out that you're no longer glorifying God with your life. You're no longer giving him all the praise. But there is something now that you are supposed to also, you know, give a little bit of praise. Maybe your car, maybe your job, maybe, you know, women. You know, there is something that has been tend to be an idol that you've been guaranteed that you will be wealthy or rich if you just worship this thing. There is spiritual disease. So let us be careful that we are not also like thrown away by all the deceptions and the cunnings of the devil. You know, remember when he was trying to actually tempt the Lord, when he said, all these things I will give to you. So let us also be careful that the devil does not buy us, promising everything that is good in our eyes, but that leads to destruction. So, because those are all spiritual diseases. At the end of the day, you will suffer the consequences of those idols that the devil have committed you to worship. And then if you continue to say, you have reached the end of your years, you know. So it means that when you really now replace God with idols, you are even shortening your life. You will die young, you will die early, before, you know, God accomplishes his mission through your life. Because you have replaced God with idolatry. So let us be careful that at all times, God remains the center of our lives. And then we always serve him with our lives. Also, just lastly, in 2 Corinthians 10:5, the Word of God says, we destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God. And that every thought, and take every thought captive to obey Christ. So every argument and lofty opinion that is raised against the knowledge of God, there is spiritual disease. When you now find yourself to behave like you know everything, you can't learn, you can't be taught, you can't be corrected, you can't be rebuked, you can't be instructed because you know everything and you are full of arguments. You always love to, I don't know if you know people, you know, like they will never just let someone speak and their point is accepted. They will always want to argue. It's a spiritual disease. It's a spiritual disease. You know, all those lofty opinions that are against the knowledge of God. You know, like right now, the people have got, it's so shocking, actually shocking how people really dispute the truth of God at the expense of their own opinions, you know. Mm. You find people on social media just discussing about the things of God. I don't know, my brother, people, and also my friend, I am on social media, so I do see, you know, like people engaging. Sometimes, you know, get tools. But those are just the signs of spiritual diseases, you know, ukugula, and to be able just to really heal so that you can be able to really live and also even enjoy, you know, like the life that God has given us. Without that, our days will be shortened. Actually, our days will be numbered. Not long, we'll find ourselves being involved in car accidents. Suddenly, you know, there is something, you know, bad things we will experience because of we've replaced God with idolatry due to spiritual diseases that we have, you know, like allowed to really control us instead of God healing us.
Yeah, it is quite sad when we see these things coming across. And we really need to come to the truth about this and speak without a doubt and say it. Uguti, these things happen to us because we have somehow perverted the word of the Father. Somehow we've perverted the word. Mabagang, thank you so much. I see your message there. And Morris, thank you very much. I see your messages there. Send them. Keep them coming. 012-334-1322. You can talk to us directly there. Otherwise, you can also talk to us directly via this number. 012-333-8699. I number yale show. 012-333-8699. Siguzo kututhini.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM.
Let me greet you, saints, in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, my loving family. This go deeper, priests, go deeper, prophets, and so on. They are so sick. I'm sorry to say it, but I have to say it. And they are so fearful. That is why they are surrounded with so many securities. They are so insecure to show that they are away from the presence of God. Because those who are spiritually fed, who are spiritually covered, who are spiritually grown, they are not afraid. They don't even fear death. But these ones, they are securities. Matlo a bona ke metsu ba lwanela morena. Morena o wa bona o ene. This, even if ho ka hlaha scandal, even if the scandal can be there. Yo, this women which are surrounding him, they fight for him in such a sense that you don't understand. Hore, are they fighting for their husband or for their pastor now? Ha le boko le bisola Jesu a le boko ke nako e fihlile ha ba hlahele, they will be exposed whether they like it or not. Now is the time, the time is now. Hallelujah. This is Evangelist Nkejani Ndaba in Sebokeng. Thank you so much
Evangelist Nkejani Ndaba in Sebokeng. We really appreciate, thank you very much for talking to us in this manner. We really, really appreciate. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. The very issue of defilements, things that are defiling us, spiritual diseases. You can speak of it in such a way.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Songs of Life.
Let me greet you.
Hello, pastors. Vitora Menanz Morris. Na xivutiso because I heard ku ri ku na bibele leyi yi tisiwaku and already onge yi pasisiwini, so problem ya mehe hi ku ni lava ku ta twisisa ku ri loko va pasise bibele leyintshwa xana va yi dyondzisa yini, because leswi hi swi kumaka laha ka bibele leyi i prophecy leyi nga prophesiwa kusuka khale, ene loko hi hlaya laha ka Revelation chapter 22 verse 18 yi ri, for I testify unto every man that he has the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. Verse 19, and if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. So loko va ku batisa bibele leyintshwa leyi nga pasisiwa, so I'm so surprised. Leswi vulaka ku ri hi fanele hi ya dyondza hi swilo swin'wana leswi hi nga swi tiveki ku ri no hi ya dyondzisa munhu loyi a nga ta na swoho u swi kuma kwini. Halleluya. So ni ta kombela mi ni clarify-nyana ni ta kota ku twisisa kwala.
Okay, bibele yintshwa i huma kwini, hi vo mani lava va yi tisaka? I want to know that. But the answer lies in what you have read. Whosoever would add to that which the Lord had spoken upon this book of prophecy, such shall forfeit their life. Just in short, harsh punishment. Hello there, hi.
Hi, Pastor Ray Legai.
Riten Legai, Papa.
Riten, Pastor Ray, ke khale ke sabulele lwena.
Ke sibaka, man.
Yeah, defilement, Pastor Ray. You know, Modimo Khata to Roma Mushe.
Eh.
Ulare Musha Rule.
Yeah.
A role me katwa ivan and nalwa yemi moyona ya halale.
Yeah.
Paul himself, Hamodimo Ata to Mo Roma. Uila is a horala set in joke of fella abet leno. Kabakalang unabata horno, hamu for the instructions. Akono hudieta. But today, our pastors by Mamudi pulpiting, by Yemela mea ye abona e mebe moruna. They defile us. Bare failimaka, ekare bare rutalenzila modimo, hati bona bare failimaka, bare rutinexen. So retlameile rona jwana ka batho ba mamelang lentse la modimo jwana ka le re ruta mo pastor re gona lentse re ithuta nyona e re bula matlo e tla re tsebe gore tswantse re sebeletse modimo jwang re ska ratlo thetsiwa ke batho bana ba shebileng gore ba roriswe go ska go roriswa modimo. Ke a leboga pastor re ke mosime ko sboke
ntate wa ka ke a leboga tlhe mre na wetse antle.
Thank you, Pastor Ray.
Thank you. You know, Maurice, what you sent there, it's a powerful question, but it is answered by what you just read. So we should not be afraid. Many people will bring more theories and more confusing segments, wanting to add them. But if you have to know, much of the many Bibles have been brought forward. Many, many, many Bibles have been brought forward. I remember in the early 90s in Attridgeville, there were people who were on bicycles wearing black and white, black trousers, white shirts. It looks like they were from America. And they were bringing these new Bibles. The book of, I won't say it on air. And they were confusing people so much. But Baphelele kuphi, you know, they can never prevail against the church, the true body of Christ. So whosoever wants to bring and distort, whosoever wants to come and change things there, Maurice, you and I, we should stand firm, you know, and believe in the word of the Father. They choose those plagues you were reading about. We didn't. Let's stay focused on the word and eat the real food, the real true spiritual food. I believe the Lord will just do you good. Thank you so much, Maurice. Thank you. We really appreciate it. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. A feel of a Sunday. Formerly with Tears for Fears. Or later.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit. Impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.